For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's now blackened 75 square miles and destroyed 500 structures. But the human toll from the Carr wildfire is what has hit hardest in Redding, California.
We're very sad to report that we have had two firefighter fatalities on this fire. One was a private hire dozer, and the other was a City of Redding firefighter. And there will be investigations ongoing into both of those accidents.
Cal Fire's Chris Anthony. Thousands of residents remain evacuated as the fire is just 5% contained. KPIX-TV's Katie Nielsen.
What we don't have tonight, which is a good thing, is the really strong winds that they've seen over the past couple of days. So firefighters are hoping to use this time to get some hand crews in, to cut some bulldozer lines, and hopefully protect the more populated areas around Redding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The lawyer for Stormy Daniels was back in court. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
At Friday's hearing on former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's request for a gag order against the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti says he's confident the gag order will not be approved against him. And he says more women will be coming forward who say they've received hush payments from either Cohen for Trump or by National Enquirer publisher AMI, a supporter of Trump.
As soon as those clients green light me to release information and details relating to their prospective cases, I will release that information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A federal judge urged the Trump administration to find deported immigrant parents so it could reunite them with their children who remain in the U.S. after being separated at the border. At a court hearing on Friday, the judge said the government deserved credit for the 1,800 children released from custody, but they were urged to focus on the 711 children that are still separated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Many theme parks across the country are the latest to announce that they've made the decision to ban plastic straws. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Disney Company says it's going to ditch single-use plastic straws and stirrers at its locations around the globe by the middle of next year. Disney also promising to reduce the number of plastic shopping bags used at its parks and on Disney cruises. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens have also recently announced similar policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
4 years after the Flint water crisis, two cities in southern Michigan were advised to stop drinking their tap water because of a high concentration of chemicals. Residents in Parchment and Cooper Township were advised to stop drinking the water because state environmental officials found it high in levels of PFAS contaminants. Water sample tests were done statewide, but the chemicals were found only in Parchment's water supply. That reserve is also used by Cooper Township, which is just 3 miles to the north. It wasn't immediately known how the chemicals entered the water system. Officials say you can bathe and wash with the water, but not drink it. As a short-term solution, the town's water supply will be drained and flushed until the PFAS levels fall below the health advisory level. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.